Now, back to the Bill Shank Show on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO, thesuperstations.com.
Six after the hour, back here on the Bill Shank Show, as Bill's out on the road today, joining us over the phone. And Bill, I don't know how much of the first segment you had a chance to hear, but we were talking about Dane Brugler's two-round mock draft. And now you got to promise me you'll have both hands on the wheel and not wreck when I say this.
Okay, I saw the headline, but I did not see the draft, so you let me know what's it all about.
Yeah, he's got with the eighth pick, he's got the Falcons taking David Ajabo, the edge rusher out of Michigan.
Oh my God. Okay, let me grab the other part of the steering wheel.
And you know, I was kind of scrolling through some of the other names that we've seen with the Falcons. I've seen Derek Stingley go there. He was fourth to the Jets, so obviously he would be off the board. He's got George Karloftis, the edge rusher out of Purdue, at 19th, so further down in the draft. Wow. There. And, yeah. And they've got the safety from Notre Dame, Kyle Hamilton, going 7th to the Giants. And then right behind that, Devin Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah, going 9th to the Broncos. And at that point, the way he's got his mock set up, no quarterbacks have gone off. And, look, this is my thing about Ajabo. It's not just the Orange Bowl. I mean, he disappeared in that game, but he kind of came out of nowhere this year. And I just I feel like it's almost like when you do his scouting report, it's almost like it's an incomplete. And I don't know if I want to spend the eighth pick on an incomplete.
Well, and I may be wrong on the size comparison here, Russ, but after I watched the Georgia-Michigan game, and obviously Georgia dominated, and they dominated both Hutchinson and Ajabo, although I did read where some people did believe that Ajabo played better than the numbers indicated, regardless, kind of reminded me of Vic Beasley. In that, you know, you kind of wonder, feel like Tarzan plays like Jane? and so I would not be in favor of that at all. I want to tell you, and I've wanted to talk with you about this week anyway, in looking at some mock drafts over the last couple of days. You know, look, there are some players there that are really interesting. Stingley, Hamilton, although I don't know if I want to take a safety at 8, but he's interesting. He's a very good player. There's no question about it. The chance of helping that secondary out with another fine player to go with A.J. Terrell is, I think, enticing. You know, I don't know about Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean for that high. I mean, that may be a little too high for them, and I don't want the Falcons to reach just for a Georgia player. I'd love for them to have, particularly Jordan Davis, who I think is going to be a great pro. And I love N'Kobe Dean, but I think Trayvon Walker, Russ, is going to be a great pro as well in the front. But the more I looked at some of those mock drafts the other day, the more I wondered, all right, are the Falcons, are they going to trade back? And do I want them to trade back? Because, Russ, you know, I looked at a team like Philadelphia, who I think, correct me if I'm wrong on this, don't they have like 15, 16, and 19 or something like that? And that they have three, and it's somewhere, I think they have three picks in the latter part of the teams. Mm-hmm. That would kind of intrigue me, to be honest with you, because, again, this team needs a lot. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a consensus pick for the number 8 spot in the fan base because, I mean, you may say, oh, well, we're going to get the Hamilton kid. That's great. He helps the secondary. How about the defensive line? Oh, you're going to get Jordan Davis, let's say. Oh, that's great. What about the linebackers? I mean, there's just so many needs, Russ. I think that, you know, the math just doesn't make sense, I don't think, for Matt Ryan to be traded. And I think you got to take what Arthur Smith said as his true beliefs, and therefore I do not believe Matt is going to be traded this year. And Russ, if that's the case, what else can they do besides trade Grady Jarrett and Calvin Ridley to get under the salary cap?
Right, well, that's it. I mean, that's the move right there. And I wonder too, if you package those guys or maybe package them with a draft pick, could you move back? Because to me, and from a lot of the stuff you read, you start to get kind of the consensus feel, and the feel for this draft seems to be that while, you know, there's a lot of guys, like maybe pushing 40, 45 guys that would have first-round grades in this draft, there's not a lot of like that upper echelon, like top 4 or 5 pick type talent. So if you're sitting right there with the 8th pick and you can pick up some more draft capital and move back, you know, I don't think you're going to get the value for Calvin Ridley that just the player would fetch, simply because if you release him, it's $11 million in cap savings and $11 million in dead money. So it's zero for zero. Whereas if you trade him, you get to save that money against the cap. So, you know, obviously teams are going to know that. That's going to hurt his trade value. But if maybe you could package him with a Grady Jarrett or maybe one of those second round picks and pick up a move back and get an extra first round pick or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I wasn't really big on the trade Grady talk until really today. And it's kind of funny. It's how these things can sneak up on you. You know, I was going to the website that I like to use to try to keep track of all the salary cap stuff. And it's like one of those things that you kind of knew in the back of your mind, but you forgot you knew. Grady Jarrett's 29 years old and his contract's up after this year.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like we said about Matt Ryan. The tricky part is when we think this team may be ready to compete again, I mean, Grady Jarrett might be 32 years old.
I know. How effective will you be? Well, and I think, didn't I email you I know you go by the sport track and that's great, but didn't I email you a Falcoholic story the other day that had like more kind of thoughts on the salary cap? And I mean, Russ, it was bleak, right? I mean, it was not a very positive picture of what was probably going to go on here this off season. And that's what made me think that, especially, you know, we've talked about Matt Ryan's situation, but especially with Arthur Smith saying he wants him back, that it just doesn't seem like it's very, very smart to move on from him even after June 1st this year. I mean, they probably have to keep him, and they act like they want to keep him. And they're probably saying that, Russ, because they know they do have to keep him, that it just doesn't make any sense to get rid of him even after June 1st. So where do you turn after that? And with Grady's contract coming up and the uncertainty of Calvin Ridley, I mean, I just think that's where you have to turn to. And I hate that. But Russ, you know, this team, I'm glad they went from 4-7, but they did not beat really very many, if any, great teams. They didn't have great wins. They improved. They won. You give them credit for that. But there's a long way to go for this team, and the best way for them to do it, I think, is draft picks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think it's also that realization that can be kind of tough sometimes, that, you know, the idea that you want to keep a Grady Jarrett around because he is such a foundational piece. The reality of it is you're in the middle of a rebuild. They're coming into the offseason with $15 million in dead cap space already. So there's already $15 million you don't have that other teams do. This is what a rebuild is, you know, and you've got to make some decisions that are tough. You know, a lot of people are wondering if they'll get rid of Matt Ryan. And I've said, I'm not anti moving on because of the same thing. I mean, by the time you're ready to compete, what's Matt Ryan going to be? Or is he even going to be here? Will he still be under contract? But he's, you know, after that post June 1, he's a $25 million cap hit. So now you're getting into $40 million in dead cap. So I think you're kind of stuck with him. But with Ridley and Jarrett, you know, that you don't get penalized for those trades or being released. And I just think that's going to be the way to go. But you know, we just have to trust Terry Fontenot in that scouting department, because you're right, Bill, the rebuild's gonna have to come through the draft for right now anyway, until they can be a player in free agency. And it just seems like we're still a ways away from that. We'll take I don't know. Hopefully Terry Fontenot can just find another future Hall of Famer with the first pick in this year's draft, and the rest is history. You're listening to the Bill Shank Show.
The Superstations, 93.1 and 98.3 FM.